AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. With President Trump out of town, Vice President Mike Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns today at Arlington National Cemetery.
And never fail to strive, each and every day, to be worthy of the freedom that they won for us all.
And Pence says for family members of the people being honored today, every day is Memorial Day. President Trump is in Japan. He was asked about the recent short-range North Korean missile test.
You're not bothered at all by the small missiles?
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
The president also said he doesn't think they violate UN Security Council resolutions. The governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, got a look at tornado damage in his state today. The tornado near Oklahoma City in El Reno turned deadly. Two people died.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV, when you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the two-by-fours that are driven through different places, the whole roof's gone.
Stitt says it's been an unbelievable couple of weeks in Oklahoma with tornadoes and flooding, and more rain is in the forecast.
But we'll get through this, and Oklahomans just come together like no other state.
And Stitt says Stitt says he got a call from President Trump.
Yes, sir. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're on the trip to Japan, and thanks for checking in on us. And he said, call him if we need anything.
Police in Tennessee say three ATV riders were killed when their vehicle fell down an embankment through some thick brush. A dump truck hit a sport utility vehicle before crashing into a recording studio in Miami, owned by Gloria and Emilio Estefan. Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue tweeted two people were taken to the hospital, two others treated at the scene. The damage to the building appeared to be minor. The three churches in charge of Jerusalem's holiest Christian site say they've reached an agreement to begin a multi-million dollar renovation of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. This is AP Radio News. China State TV carried a spot on trade from American TV show The Daily Show.
While America is developing its own 5G, China's 5G is so far ahead. Like, they're basically going to set the trends.
A brief clip from the comedian's If You Don't Know, Now You Know segment on Chinese equipment maker Huawei's dominance in next-generation 5G mobile technology has run on state broadcaster CCTV's National Lunchtime, highlighting Huawei's lead in the technology. But it did not include comments on concerns over China's potential ability to use Huawei-equipped 5G networks for surveillance.
If Huawei becomes the leading 5G provider in the world, then China can spy on everyone.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Four police officers were killed, seven others wounded in gang attacks in western Mexico. The prosecutor's office did not identify which gang was behind the attack, but they did find one of the trucks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.